Well, did you ever do anything with the liver, like cook the liver and then grind it up? Anything made with
We always liked my arrows fried. You can make some kind of liver ale, you know, you grind it and put onions in it. But I never cared for that too much. Mm-hmm.
That's one part of the hog I wouldn't eat. I don't like the liver.
Oh, I do. I love liver.
How about, did you ever hear of anybody making anything out of the blood?
Oh, no, because I've heard about it. Was it Indians? You know, they make what they call blood puddings. I've heard
I've heard about it.
You have heard of something?
Yeah, I have.
Did you ever hear of anything called where they would take the juice from that hoghead cheese and mix it up with cornmeal?
Yeah.
What'd that mean?
They call that porgio.
Oh, really?
Called it porgio.
Really?
But you know, it's good, too, if you make it thin, fry it in the skin.
And then fry it in
the
skin?
Yeah, my neighbor fixed some one day. You know, they
had
it.
What is it called then? Porgio.
Porgio.
That's
what they called it. And it was real good, you know, where that would be just like big good broth, just like where you make cook a chicken, you know, and make dumplings, you know, where you just put the meal in it, you know, and when you get cold.
And cook an onion with it. And
yeah,
and
it's good fried.
Now, if you kept your butter too long and it didn't taste right, you'd say it had gotten
old.
Yeah, old. You know, when they're now in the summertime, butter's not too good, you know, where the cows eat so weeds. It tastes kind of mushroomy like.
Oh,
you've heard that.
It?
Yeah, it has a whine to it. I never did churn. I don't ever churn anymore.
Oh.
But I used to make real good butter, and people would come and buy butter from me, and all in the wintertime, you know. Mm. You've seen old churn days, you know, like where you churn up there like this.
Down,
yeah,
I've got it.
I've still got an old churn dasher out there on the porch. I could sit down and churn, get me a book or something, and read.
Uh-huh.
Make the best buttermilk you ever tasted.
Well, how about, you know, that thick, sour, lumpy milk
That's clabber. That's called clabber milk.
What did they make out of that?
Make bread. It makes lots better bread than sweet milk would.
Yeah, they make bread with it. Or you could shake it if you didn't want to churn it up in there with a in the churn with a dasher. You could just shake it in a jar or just.
Would they
ever
make cheese out of it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
what was that called?
Cottage cheese.
Well, that's
cottage cheese. We had the recipe to make the yellow cheese out of it.
Oh, yeah.
You'd put cream in it. I tried to make some one time, but mine wasn't good as what you buy, and I'd have to try it more.
Ours was. I've had some of them come to eat it. They liked it better than they would the
A lot of people love cottage cheese. You know, like you take a peach half, you know, on a lettuce leaf,
this
and then put the cottage cheese on.
But we had so much milk
like
then. It took 3 gallons of milk to let it clabber to make a batch for that recipe, and we don't have it now.
No, see, if you let it clabber milk set long enough, see that way all of that clabber milk will come to the top and it'll be dry. And you just reach in and take that out with a saucer, and that'd be what they call in the bottom, and be what we call whey.
Oh.
It'd just be like clear, kind of, not clear, but kind of yellow. Wouldn't be good for anything. We used to pour it in slop for the hogs, you see.
Yeah.
And then I used to feed raised turkeys. I'd feed that with clabber milk. It'd crumble up, you know, for dry. Just put it in with her feed, and then chickens, everything would like it like that.
Yeah, we used to feed our skim milk to the hogs and chickens.
Now, if you had, after you first milk it, now, to get the impurity out, would you have to pour it through something? You'd have to...
Well, you have to strain it, you see. Like a little piece of hay or something from that log filling it or something. You'd have to strain. And then, you know, I don't know whether you ever seen the separators or not, you know, used. Well, that's a big bowl with a thing down it. It has disc on it. And that separates the cream comes out in a jar, and the milk goes off in another one.
Get the cream out.
I used to never mind a churn cream because it just be, when you get it done, be all butter, you see.
Oh, yeah. Well, now, how about a pie, a kind of a pie that's baked in a deep dish?
Called cobbler pie.
Cobbler pie.
Cobbler pie.
Did you ever know of anybody taking milk and putting sugar and stuff and thickening it up to pour over their cobbler?
Well, you could. We did over... My mother would make gooseberry dumplings in Missouri. And we'd call it dip. We'd put the sugar
dip.
And the milk in a big pitcher, uh-huh. And they'd pass the dip.
Have you ever heard it called dip?
Yeah, I've heard of it. When you make a sauce or something like that,
you've heard people call it a dip.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
would they call it sauce or dip around here?
Well, now I think they'd call it sauce,
dip was what they call up in Missouri. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Now, that's real interesting, that people will call something the
different.
Same thing,
well,
different things in different parts.
George's daddy, my husband's daddy, I didn't know what he wanted one day. They had fried pies, and we always called them fried fruit pies, and he said, pass the puffs. He called fried pies puffs, and I had never heard of that.
Well, I never did hear that.
You didn't hear him call puffs?
Always called fried pies.
Fried pies is what you do.
They call them puffs. That's the first time I ever noticed.
That's really interesting. You call that dip and you call that sauce. You know, it's the same thing. That's really interesting to me. Oh, goodness.